Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do the sports report, G Money Sports Report. So let's talk NFL football. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have 4 days before the big game, the Super Bowl, which is going to happen in Raider Stadium right here in Las Vegas. That'll be Sunday, February 11th, and the game will be about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But they've had several celebrities that have appeared on several of the radio shows here in Las Vegas. They've been going to all of the spots where they have radio stations set up to interview the players as they've been coming into town, because everybody's coming to Las Vegas for the big game. We listened to Emmitt Smith, an all-star running back for the Dallas Cowboys. He won 3 Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys, and he gave his comments on what he thought the game was going to be like. And he really expecting a real good game. And then Joe Montana, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, was in the town today. And they talked to him on the radio, and he said he was looking forward to a good football game between his San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. And then they had McMahon, which was a quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he went to the Super Bowl, but unfortunately his team didn't win, but they went and played in the Super Bowl, so he came and he gave his comments about the big game and the strategies that the teams will be preparing before they go out and play in the big game on Sunday. So there's a lot of celebrities that have been going through talking to the different radio stations that were set up on Radio Station Row, where all of the radio stations had a booth set up, and they were trying to call in all of the football players that they saw walking through the hall. They were trying to get everybody to come and speak to their listeners on their radio station. Unfortunately, I wasn't there because I was setting up for my radio show this afternoon. So I didn't get to see any of the celebrities, any of the all-stars, football players that were coming into town. But I know they're here, and they are going to be at all of the parties that will be starting tonight all over Las Vegas. They will have parties in all the casinos and parties in all of the clubs right here in Las Vegas. It'll be an outstanding weekend for us to get a chance to talk and sit and be entertained by the football players as they get ready for the big game on Sunday, February 11th. It's going to be an outstanding game, and I don't really know who I'm picking to win yet, because the Kansas City Chiefs are being back-to-back. This is their repeat appearance in the Super Bowl, because they won the Super Bowl last year. So this year, they're repeating. And the San Francisco 49ers haven't been in the Super Bowl in like 5 years. But the last year, they went. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs. So it's going to be a wild game, and everybody's looking forward to a big all-star game, a big game with a lot of celebrities playing and a really two good football teams that are going to be playing in this all-star game. So I'll give you my prediction on who I think will win the football game on tomorrow's radio show. So be alert. Join the listening crowd and listen for G-Money's radio show tomorrow, Gregory's Stories, when we do the sports report. And I'll give you my prediction of who I think is going to win this big Super Bowl game right here in the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. And this will be the first Super Bowl here in Las Vegas in a brand new stadium, the Raiders Stadium. It's brand new. And this was the first year that the Raiders played in their new stadium. And the Raiders played pretty good. They didn't make the playoffs, but they had a good season. So we're expecting that they're going to be better next year, because they had 3 changes of coaches this year because they couldn't decide on what they wanted to do. They changed the head coach 2 times. And they changed the general manager 1 time. And they changed some offensive coordinators 1 time. It was a tough year for the Raiders. But they got some new players because they traded their quarterback to another team. But they got some new players. So we're hoping that next year they will have a Super Bowl winning champion ship team to play in the AFC, which this year is represented by the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll see what happens for next year's Super Bowl. But it won't be in Las Vegas. But Las Vegas is expecting to have about 4 billion people here for the Super Bowl weekend. They're coming from all over to be entertained at this big Super Bowl game that's going to be in Raiders Stadium, in the Allegiant Stadium, Yes, a brand new football stadium that was just finished construction this year. So it's going to be an outstanding site for a Raider game, and it'll hold about 80,000 fans in the stadium. And that means it's going to, somebody's going to make like $600 million in the stands for the football game this year alone, and not including all of the parties that they're having around town and all of the stores that will be selling football gear like jerseys and sweatsuits and football uniforms and everything that will be available for people to wear, hats. And like I said, jerseys, they will have all of the football gear. And people are loading up now, wearing their hats around the city. It's a lot of Kansas City Chiefs hats I've seen walking around the stadium. And I've seen a lot of San Francisco 49er hats walking around the city. So it's a lot of people that will be representing the football game right here on Sunday, February 11th. Okay, well, that's my report on the football game that will be happening this weekend, 4 days from today. They're getting all their teams ready, and everybody's getting their strategies ready. And they will be going out and having some simple practices this week so they can get used to playing in this weather, although it's raining on the outside. But the Elysian Stadium has a dome, so it's going to be an indoor stadium for the game. So we don't have to worry about the football fans or the players getting wet because the stadium has a dome that they can close to shut off the weather. So we'll wait and see what happens on the day of the game. We're expecting rain and snow in Las Vegas, so it's going to be exciting. I will be there, and I will be reporting on the game on Monday. So pay attention to Gregory's story, and you'll hear a report about how the game went down on Sunday, February 11th. All right. All right, DJ Papa D, are you with us?
Of course I am.
Okay, glad to hear it. You have any comments you want to make about the football game? I don't think they have any of the players walking around in Oakland right now, but that's as close as you can get to San Francisco is Oakland area. So are you seeing any football players walking around in your city at all? In the malls or in the stores?
No, 49ers are walking around Oakland.
Okay. Well, I don't know, you know. I thought maybe some of the old players have checked in with the San Francisco 49ers. And they're just going to step into the practice field to wish them good luck for the game before they drive into Vegas and see what's going on here. All right. Well, that's G-Money Sports Report for the football game. And again, on tomorrow's radio show, I'll give you my prediction on who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, and it should be an outstanding game. All right, well, that's football sports report. So let's talk NBA basketball. I think we had a couple of games that we thought we were going to report on Thursday, which is today. They had some games that were played on Tuesday night. And I don't know if we were talking NBA or if we were talking NCAA games or NAACP games. No, NCAA games. Yeah, it's the NCAA basketball, college basketball game that we're playing this week. So I'm trying to think of who we were supposed to be looking at today, because it was a game that was played on Tuesday that we were going to talk about on Thursday when we came back for the radio show. And I can't remember who it was. Was it Notre Dame? Was it Stanford? Was it SC? Was it UCLA? Was it North Carolina? Was it University of North Carolina? I don't remember who the team was that were going to play that day, but it was that Tuesday they had a game that was going to be really interesting, and I said we would report on it on this Thursday. But I can't remember who the teams were that were playing in that game. So do you have any idea who I'm talking about, DJ? They
play
Tuesday. That's all I can tell you. They play Tuesday. And they were college basketball.
A college basketball game that was played on Tuesday?
That was played on Tuesday. And
well, I can tell you all the games. I can tell you all the games that were played on Tuesday, and maybe it'll ring a bell. On Tuesday, 15th ranked South Carolina beat Ole Miss 68-65. We have University of Houston ranked fifth ranked Houston, University of Houston beat Oklahoma State 79-63. Clemson beat third-ranked University of North Carolina 80-76. 18th-ranked Dayton beat St. Joseph's 94-79. Oklahoma University beat 21-ranked BYU 82-66. 14th-ranked Iowa State beat Texas 70-65. 17th ranked Kentucky beat Vanderbilt 109-77. 25th ranked New Mexico beat Wyoming 91-73. Number one ranked UConn beat Butler 71-62. 13th ranked Baylor beat 23rd ranked Texas Tech 79-73. There's only
one University of Nevada in Reno, right? Or in Las Vegas, right?
This is the Wolf Pack. That's Nevada Reno, right?
The Wolf Pack is Reno. Because the Rebels is Nevada, Las Vegas.
It's vague. Okay. UNLV. Okay. So this is Nevada Reno beat 22nd ranked Utah State 77-63. And last but not least, 24th ranked San Diego State beat Air Force 77-64. Those are all the games on Tuesday.
Okay. Don't recognize the game that I thought was going to be a real thriller. Maybe it was University of North Carolina, because I know they played and they beat somebody. But I don't know if that was the game that I think everybody we were waiting to see if they were going to get ranked, because I think that's what it was. We didn't know what the ranking was going to be for the North Carolina team. So I guess they got ranked. They're ranked number 11. Is that what I heard you say?
University of North Carolina lost to Clemson. They were ranked number 3, and they lost to Clemson. So I don't know if that was what you were thinking of.
And Clemson's not ranked, huh?
Right.
They weren't ranked, and they beat North Carolina, who was ranked number 3. Wow. That was an upset for real. Okay. So maybe, I don't know if that was the game that we was really expecting to be a real interesting game. But North Carolina got beat, and they were ranked. And they got beat by a team that wasn't even ranked. Wow, that's outstanding on Clemson's point. We'll see if Clemson ends up making it to the tournament and how they'll play when they get in the tournament. All right, well, unless we have any more college basketball games that we can report on, I think that'll be it. Did they have any games that were played on Wednesday?
You mean yesterday? Yeah. The 12th-ranked Auburn beat 16th-ranked Alabama 99-81. Sixth-ranked Tennessee beat LSU 88-68. Michigan beat 11th-ranked Wisconsin 72-68. Providence beat 19th-ranked Creighton 91-87. And 9th-ranked Duke beat Notre Dame 71-53. And that's it.
Duke, Notre Dame. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, that looks like what do they call that league where Duke and Notre Dame play in the same league? It's called that's the league with with Harvard and Yale and those teams play in that division. So
Duke and Notre Dame are in the Atlantic Coast League with University of North Carolina, Virginia, Wake Forest, Florida State, North Carolina State, Syracuse, Miami, Florida, Pittsburgh, Clemson, Virginia Tech, Boston College, Georgia Tech, and Louisville. And currently,
okay,
Notre Dame is in last place in that conference. And
wow.
University of North Carolina is in first. Duke is in third.
Okay. Well, the Carolinas, one of them is represented. The other one is number 3 in the division, but they got beat. So we'll have to see what happens when they make it to the tournament, see what happens. All right. Well, that's NCAA college basketball. And that's G Money Sports Report about the basketball. Are we going to talk about the NBA, or do we want to talk about the Golden Knights in Las Vegas? Because I know they were playing some really tough teams this past week. They played, what's the name of the team from Canada? The Canucks, I think. The Canucks.
No, the Las Vegas Golden Knights played the Edmonton Oilers Tuesday. And they beat the Edmonton Oilers on Tuesday 3-1. So the Edmonton Oilers, if you remember correctly, was a team that was right behind them in the Pacific Division standings, the Golden Knights are in second place, and the Edmonton Oilers are in third place. And they both had a record of 29-15. And the Edmonton Oilers were coming off of a 16-game winning streak, whereas the Golden Knights were coming off of a one-game losing streak. Well, the Golden Knights beat the Edmonton Oilers, so that puts them – so they stay ahead of them in the Pacific Division. So Golden Knights are still in second place with 30 wins and 15 losses, and the Oilers are still in third place with 29 wins and 16 losses. So there you have it.
Okay, so that happens. That's with the Golden Knights. So they're still in second place in the division, in the Pacific Division. So they maintain their position. So that's good for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. I'm glad to hear that they're still in the range of getting ready to play for the championship, or playing for the title. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report with the hockey and the NBA and the NCAA and the NFL football. So that's G Money Sports Report. I know what I wanted to say. Coming to Las Vegas, the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters are coming to Vegas. And DJ, do you have the information on when they're coming? I think they're coming sometime in the month of February. I think they're the 22nd or the 23rd of February. They're coming to play, but I'm not sure where they're going to play. But they're going to be in town playing for the entertainment of the crowd. Because the Harlem Globetrotters bring their own team, the Washington Senators, that they play against in their basketball game. But they really put on a show. They got dribblers that dribble all over the place, and they got shooters that shoot for half court, and they have people that shoot from the sidelines, from the three-point line, all over the place. And they have a center that the Harlem Globetrotters do this ball magic. They pass the ball around on the inside with the center getting the ball and then passing it out, and then getting the ball and then passing it out, and then getting the ball, and he puts the ball between his elbows, and everybody forgets where the ball is. And then the center turns around and dunks on the man that is guarding him. It's really interesting. Oh, they have some really tricks that they put up. And they have a girl on the team, I understand. They have a female dribbler that has taken Curly Neal's spot. And she dribbles all over the place. And she can dribble almost laying down on the ground. And then she can come across half court, and she shoots a half court shot. And she makes it like 80% of the time. Her shooting is amazing. And all of the Harlem Globetrotters shoot at a high range, at a high rate of efficiency. Most of them shoot about 80 to 85% of their shots. So they're a very good shooting team. Plus they do the basketball passing to each other, and then they pass the ball around, and they pass it around the center of the court. And it's a real entertaining show. They put on a real good show. And even though most of the time they win against the Washington Senators or the Washington Generals, but they put on a good show, and it's very entertaining. The kids will love it, so make sure you take your kids to the stadium to watch them play. Now, DJ, do you know what day the game is and where are they going to be playing? Do you have any information on that?
The only thing I could find is that's close to Las Vegas is they are going to be in Henderson, Nevada, on February 26th at the Dollar Loan Center.
Okay. That sounds like that's about where they would show up because they have a stadium there that they use for all of the charity basketball games and the charity games. So that might be it, Dollar Loan Center. It's the stadium,
right,
the basketball stadium that they put on a lot of charity games there. So maybe that's it, okay? And that'll be February the 26th, you said?
Yep.
February 26th at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. All right, people, take your kids down to see the magic of the Harlem Globetrotters. It'll be very entertaining. I guarantee you, I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters about 20 times in my lifetime, and they're always entertaining. They always play to amuse the crowd. Oh, yeah, they're exciting. I won't tell you all their little tricks, but they have some real interesting situations that they do while they're passing the ball around. And it's amazing. The kids will love it. So take your kids to see the game on the 26th of February at the Dollar Loan Center. All right. Well, that's NBA Sports Report and the Harlem Globetrotters. And that's it for basketball and the hockey. And we'll talk more about the NFL Super Bowl on tomorrow's radio show. So that's G Money Sports Report. For today, what is today's date? February 8th. Is it February 8th, 2024? Something like that. I'm not sure. The 1st and 7th would be the 8th. Yeah, today would be the 8th. That would be right.
And I get to center divider. And I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic. Because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, "Hey, man, you almost hit me." And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, "Hey, you know you were jaywalking."
Thank you.
myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. When they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything. I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
From having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
Daddy, play that song you did with Tai.
What song?
You know, Daddy, the one that goes like, summertime's here once again.
Oh, you like that song, huh?
Uh-huh. All
right, let me play it for you.
Around the corner. all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s, and I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden, they start blasting. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars, like 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A., and the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com, and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes to start off with on our Thursday radio show. And the jokes go like this. There was a snail that went into a car dealership, and he told the car dealer he wanted to buy a red Camaro, and he wanted to have the Camaro with a big white racing stripe painted down the middle of the car, and then he wanted a big S painted on the doors, a S on the driver's side door, and a S on the passenger side door. And the salesman said, okay, we can do that, but it's going to take us a little time because we got to order it from the factory, and then we got to have the designers do the painting of the stripe and the S on the doors. So it's going to be a little while, but we can get it for you. And when we get it, we'll call you and tell you we have the car on the lot so you can come pay for it and pick it up. But out of my own curiosity, why do you want a big S painted on the driver's doors? And why do you want a big S painted on the passenger door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving this brand new Camaro down the street with my big white racing stripe down the center of the car, and I got an S on the driver's door, and I got an S on the passenger door. I want everybody to say, look at that escargo. Look at that escargo. Woo! Oh, man. Yep. There was two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes. And he tied them up real tight. And the other man said, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear. And the man looked at him and said, outrun the bear? I just need to outrun your ass. Woo. I had a friend that had like 12 strands of hair on her head. And she put grease on her hair and she combed her hair to the side. And she called her hairstyle dippity do. I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. Woo. I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I asked him what he called her. And he said he called her IHOP. Woo! Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? Because he had to get to the Shell station. Woo! You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. Because only God knows where the buttons are to remove his fur coat. No, really. Only a bear wears a big fur coat because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! There was a man driving an 18-wheeler down the highway, and he passed this sidewalk cafe off to the side, and he turned into the driveway and parked his 18-wheeler next to the sidewalk cafe, and he got out the truck and went in the cafe and sat down at the counter, and the waitress came over and said, can she take his order? And he said, yes, he'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it. He'll have a cup of coffee, and he wants a piece of that apple pie right there in that cabinet. And the waitress wrote it down, one apple pie, a cup of coffee, and a double burger with everything on it. And she gave it to the cook to cook his hamburger. Well, while he was sitting there waiting on his food to arrive, three motorcycle bikers from a biker gang came in and sat next to him at the counter. And when his food arrived, one biker ate his hamburger, the other biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his apple pie. Well, the driver didn't fuss about it. He didn't make no comments at all. He just got up and went to the register, and he paid his tab for his food. And then he left a tip for the waitress, and he walked out and got in his truck. And the men started laughing. They said, man, that's a sorry-ass man. He didn't put up no fuss about us eating his food. He didn't even complain about us drinking his coffee or eating his pie. He's a sorry man. In fact, he's a punk. He isn't even a real man. And the waitress said, yeah, that's true. That's what you want to say about him, that he didn't put up any argument about you eating this stuff. But I noticed you didn't say anything about what trucking company he worked for, because he rolled over all the motorcycles in the parking lot, and he smashed everything with his truck as he was driving out the parking lot onto the highway. So who got the last laugh? Woo. Oh, man. There was a man that had won. I mean, he was in an accident at work, and he sued the company that he had the accident with, and they paid him millions of dollars. So he took the money, and he decided he wanted to start his own business. And the business he was going to start was going to be an observation business. So he put an ad in the paper, and he said he was hiring people to work in his observation company. So people lined up to be interviewed for the observation position. And the first man, the owner of the company, interviewed. He went and got him out of the waiting room, and he walked him into the office and sat him behind the desk. And he said, this is an observation position, so I need you to tell me what you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man was like, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you anymore. So he walked out of the interview room. And then the boss went out and got the second guy that was in line. And he brought him into the interview room and put him behind the desk. And he asked him, he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him again, and he looked at him a third time. And he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, I don't want to hear that. Get out of here. And the second guy walked out of the observation room, out of the interview room, and he went back to the waiting room, and he told the third guy that was in line, he said, hey, man, this is an observation position, and the guy that's interviewing you has a problem about him not having any ears. So whatever you do, try not to say anything about him not having any ears, and I think you could get the job, because I think he's really sensitive about the fact that he doesn't have any ears. So the guy said, oh, man, thank you for the information. That's good looking out. That heads up. And the guy said, yeah, man, if I get hired, I'm going to remember you. And the guy said, all right, that's good looking out. Good luck. And so he left. And the third guy walks in and sits down in the interview room. And the man says, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him again. And he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was like, wow, that's amazing. What made you think of that? Nobody's ever said anything to me like that. That is very interesting. What made you think of that? He said, well, it's obvious. You can't wear any glasses because you got no ears to hold the glasses up. Woo! I'm G-Buddy. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I guess it's time for us to do a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share this story that I wrote for the listening audience. The story should be entertaining, should be educational, and it should be inspirational. So, DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I wrote for the audience? And we'll be back with the song and more of the show in a minute.
When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. It was myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. So he was listening to the radio. We were all listening to the radio as he was sitting there. But we had told him not to bring the radio, but Anthony, having a mind of his own and his own attitude, he decided he wanted to bring the radio anyway. So we get on the bus, and we're riding to Hollywood. We go through downtown, and when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus, and two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. And they get on the bus, and they come and sit toward the back of the bus by us. So we're sitting there, and we're listening to the radio, and we're looking at these sailors. And they look really amusing to us because they're in full dress uniform, and I'm wondering, like, why are they catching the bus? I mean, don't sailors have cars? Don't they have transportation? Why are they catching the bus? Well, these guys were going, and they were going to check out the stars in Hollywood. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white guys stood up, and they walked to the back door, and the bus driver pulled over at the stop and opened the door, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster, the big radio that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like five times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock because, wow, first off, we told Anthony not to bring the radio. And then he was getting punched in the face by this soldier. And the soldier was trying to take the radio from Anthony. And Anthony was not giving it up. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So I told you that Anthony was about 6 feet tall, even though about this time he might be about 5'8", 5'9". But he only weighed 100 pounds. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid. But he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go. And he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street, was sitting there. And the man, the soldier, was trying to get out the back door. And the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him off the back door, you guys can jump him. It's six of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. I mean, three or four of us were like 8th graders, maybe 9th graders, and then Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything, and he was like grader or 7th grader, so we had 2 6th or 7th graders, and we had 4 8th or 9th graders. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move, and so the bus driver eventually opened the door when he saw we weren't going to do anything. He opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and ran and caught up with his other sailor friend. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I going to do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchucks, which I had brought with me in case we ran into a situation. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus because there are rails all around the bus by the seats and stuff. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rails. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchucks. So we went and we ended up going to Hollywood. And we went to the movies, and we had a good time. We got ice cream and pizza on the way home from the movies, and we got on the bus, and we rode the bus home, and we had a good time. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him, but we told him that we weren't going to look after him. That we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movies, and then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. That's the end of my story. Thank you to everybody for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Again. This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Wicked Las Vegas, everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have another set of jokes I want to share with you. And they go like this. You know, Noah built an ark, and he put 2 of every animal on the ark. And then it was a major flood. The world got flooded. But the question is, how did he feed all of the animals? You don't know? Well, he fed them with the sinners that were floating in the water. There was an old man that was getting ready to go fishing, and he was getting his boat together to go fishing, and he put his fishing pole, and he got his worms, and he got his hooks and his sinkers, and he got his line and all of that together for his fishing pole. And he put it on the boat, and he heard some voice said, pick me up and kiss me. Pick me up and kiss me. And he was like, what? Where is that coming from? And he was looking around the boat, and he kept hearing, pick me up and kiss me. Pick me up and kiss me. And he looked on the back of the boat, and he saw this frog sitting in the water saying, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the the man was like, what did you say? And the frog said it again, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man picked the frog up and looked at him face to face. And the frog said, now kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man was like, what? And the frog said it again. He said, pick me up and kiss me, and you'll get a beautiful bride. And the man took the frog and put it in his pocket. And the frog said, hey, what did you do? How come you didn't kiss me? You don't want a beautiful bride? And the man said, well, a man my age, I think I'd be happier having a talking frog. All right, another story, another joke for you. There was a man sitting on the bus, and he saw this girl, and she was reading her Bible. And he asked her, he said, young lady, do you believe everything that you read in that Bible? And she said, yes, it's the word of God. I believe everything in here. And he said, what about that story about the whale that ate the man and then spit him up on shore? Do you believe that really happened? And she said, yep, it's in the Bible. So I believe it really happened. And he was like, oh, did you believe that God talked to this man and told him to build the ark and that the world was going to get flooded and he was supposed to get two of each animal on the boat? Do you really believe that happened? And the girl said, yes, I do. It's in the Bible. I believe it. And the man was like, oh, I don't know. I just don't know about that. And the girl said, well, let me ask you a question. Why do deers boo-boo and pellets? And he said, I don't know. And then she said, well, why do elephants boo-boo and pies? And he said, I don't know. He said, why do dogs boo-boo in piles? And he said, I don't know. And she said, well, obviously, you don't know shit about shit. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There were three young ladies. That were put in front of a firing squad. One was a redhead, one was a brunette, and the other one was a blonde. But he took the redhead first, and the sergeant in charge of the firing squad put the redhead against the wall. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no, just get it over with. And he said, okay. And he put her against the wall, and he said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for shelter, and she escaped. And then the sergeant got his firing squad together again, and he put the redhead up against the wall, and he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, no. I don't have anything to say. Let's just do this. And he said, ready, aim. And she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover. And she escaped. And then he got his firing squad together again. And he put the blonde against the wall. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, yes, I want a blindfold so I can't see what's going to happen. And he said, okay. And he blindfolded her with his scarf. And then he said, do you have any last words now? And she said, no, let's just get this over with. And she's thinking she's going to be smart because she saw the other two girls and what they did. And they got away. So he says, ready, aim. And she says, fire, fire, fire. I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, I think that's it for today's radio show. I think Thursday it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But I'll be back on the air tomorrow with my radio show. So I hope you join us, as I will have an interesting show designed to entertain you tomorrow. And then also, I do Facebook Live tomorrow at like 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. So be looking for Facebook Live on the internet on Facebook. So we'll have a good show tomorrow. And remember, go to Cash App and go to the username, The Pimp Comic, and look for the dollar sign next to The Pimp Comic and make a contribution to the project, because, you know, I need help paying for my radio show, Gregory's Stories, and I need help paying for my Facebook Live show, Exercise and Entertainment, to improve our upper body strength and to beat the virus. So we need help. So put a contribution on my account for Facebook Cash App, and I could appreciate that. So we'll see you tomorrow on Facebook Live, 9 o'clock in the morning. And that's it for today's radio show. So, but before I go, I want to say that I want to recognize all of the friends and the followers of the radio show. And I want to follow all of my fan club members for following the radio show. And I want to acknowledge all of the fan club members that are celebrating their birthday today. So today is February 7th. No, 8th. No, 9th. No. 8th. February 8th. So I want to acknowledge everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, February 8th, 2024. So put your, okay. So DJ Papa,
put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, February 8th, 2024. Happy birthday, Yolanda Pittman. Happy birthday to Eric Marquise. Happy birthday, Chanel Cole. Happy birthday, Zay McDaniel. Happy birthday to Larvizo Wright. Happy birthday, Monique Charay. Happy birthday, Tim Conley. Happy birthday, Stanley Frencher Jr. Happy birthday, Danielle Ellison. Happy birthday, Tijuana Glover. Happy birthday, Talitha Steplight. Happy birthday, Kiana Moore. Happy birthday, Stachia Lawson. Happy birthday, Edward H.W. Ford. Happy birthday, Calvin Nelson. And last but not least, happy birthday, DeWanda Norman. This day, we want to wish everyone a happy birthday celebrating today, October, February 8th, 2024.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday, everybody. Celebrating their birthday in February the 8th, 2024. So without further ado, I want to sing a happy birthday song to you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. And may you celebrate a good day today, because today is your special day. It's your birthday. And may you have the grace of our Lord and Savior blessing you on today's date. And may you have a beautiful gathering of your friends and family around on your birthday for your dinner or for your birthday cake celebration. May you enjoy it with all of the loved ones that are in your life. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray.
Talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet. that we can stop the wars on the planet and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.